FM and 1360 AM, along with Southern Season, present Side Dish with Jay White and Liz Cooper. Listen over the next 30 minutes as Jay White and Liz Cooper present the Chapel Hill Carrboro community with insights from the world of culinary, local and national farming, and so much more. Side Dish is brought to you by Southern Season, Chapel Hill's landmark gourmet emporium. Great for local gifts and delicious favorites. Visit them online at southernseason.com. And now, here's your host, Jay White and Liz Cooper, with Side Dish on 97.9 FM and 1360 AM WCHL.
Welcome to Side Dish. I'm Liz Cooper, and I'm here with my co-host, Jay White. And we have a special guest today. Jay, would you like to introduce him?
Yes, somebody I've been wanting to talk to for quite a while, Mr. Chris Derby, who has been part of the scene here in Chapel Hill for quite a while. And we go way back to the old Southern Season back in Eastgate, and we have had various interactions with shipping and managing stores and all sorts of fun stuff. So we are glad to have you here, and we are talking to you today about another project that you have, and that is Baguette About It, which is a great name. But before we get into the actual new project, let's get a little history on how you got into doing what you're doing today and how you ended up in Chapel Hill and all those good things so people know a little bit about you.
Well, thanks. Good morning, Jay and Liz. Thanks for having me on Side Dish this morning. I came to Chapel Hill in 1989 and were helping manage in campus dining services with Marriott Corporation. And at that point, we just managed everything on campus from day-to-day feeding, Lenore Hall and Chase, all the athletic feeding, all presidential catering, concessions. So really a great wide experience of high-volume food service on campuses. And I grew into a district manager role. So there are 18 colleges and universities in North Carolina that I helped support and negotiate with clients. But after 25 years with Marriott Corporation, grew weary of the corporate world and looked for different options. And at that point, the UPS franchise was available on Fordham Boulevard. And it seemed like a business that you could get your arms around if you hadn't been in that industry for a while. And one thing that food service really teaches you is it's labor intense in most instances. So I was ready to be managing fewer people, and that was the case with the UPS franchise. So bought that in August of 2001. And after about 4 or 5 years, got a little itch and actually was – and Jay had referenced our relationship with Southern Season. When they were at the old Eastgate landmark there, their capacity to ship had just – they'd outgrown it. So we actually set up some outside plastic enclosed pack and ship temporary That's kiosk.
Right. And you Fantastic. Brought your staff over.
Oh.
And you know, we are having a very cold day today as we tape, but it was we had some cold days that year too because we just weren't ready for being outside, but we made it work.
Oh, it was great, and the customers that needed to have some ship come walk out, we'd have it done. We'd look like Santa every day coming back from Southern Season, but. And then in 2010, acquired the second UPS store in Metamont. And so, but then always had, I think, a longing to still return to food service and actually worked 6 months with Jay and his staff over at a Southern Season in customer service. And just a wonderful experience with a culture that you can't even understand the culture of a Southern Season until you live there.
I would agree with that. I would definitely agree that it's a culture all into itself.
So when you wanted to get back into food, how into food were you before you joined Marriott? Does it go way back in your history? Are you a foodie?
Oh yeah, I put myself through college working in restaurants, cooking primarily. But I think I did get a work permit when I was about 14 or 15 and started bussing tables and cooking. So there was a Gentleman Jim's Pizza in Rockville, Maryland that I worked at all through high school and then summers in between.
It gets in your blood, doesn't it?
Oh my goodness!
I started when I was 14 also, and there's just something about a restaurant culture that is is fun for a young person.
It is.
Yeah.
Plus the satisfaction of really satisfying your guests mm-hmm. with well-prepared meals is just, you know, it's hard to beat.
It is. It's instant gratification. When people love what you do, you have that feeling immediately as mm-hmm. opposed to, you know, down the line.
Yep.
So I think it definitely breeds that sort of quick appreciation.
Back to the itch. You got the itch after a few years.
Right. And had always wanted to do something on my own with food. And I really think the bridge between those 25 years with Marriott and to Baguette About It was getting into the franchise business with UPS. Mm-hmm. And my confidence grew in learning about how business works and then felt strong enough to talk to a couple different partners about launching a food concept, which became Baguette About It.
So it was already an existing franchise that you could buy into?
No, we have one of our partners. We created it. One of our partners came back from a trip to Europe, skiing trip, and was just falling over himself to share this idea with us. And it's a European-style sandwich where they use a true artisan French baguette, and they spike it with a heated metal spike. It creates this toasted cavity inside of it that we squirt a sauce in and slide a grilled sausage. And people from Europe have been eating it for years and years and years.
I told Jay I was when I was looking at your sort of who are we on the Baguette About It website, which we will reference here shortly, I was laughing because I go to a wine show in Europe every year, and that's one of the sort of kiosks that they have out there are these sausage baguette sandwiches, and I was like, ugh, I love them. And the very first time that I went to Baguette About It, I was like, this is exactly what it reminds me of, is going to Provine and going outside and eating those sandwiches.
Yeah, yeah.
So it's definitely a traditional European thing. And
so no one was doing it at the time you're...
When we started searching, there were only three places in the United States that served a similar sandwich. One was in Hawaii, one was in Las Vegas, and one was in New York City.
Yeah.
But one thing that all of them used were just big, fluffy white bread. So we really felt that the European style with a baguette would be a great differentiator. And it's ended up being exactly that.
Yeah.
So after that research, we thought that it was a unique enough product that we would give it a go. And so a group of 55-year-old men want to start we didn't want to start a food truck. We didn't want to start a restaurant. We wanted to build a franchise.
Mm-hmm.
So it's the only reason at our age we felt we'd come together. We're going to hit a home run. It's just at that point the food truck movement in the Triangle had just begun. It was really cool. And so we had to figure out how we're going to go to market. And it ended up being the first way we rolled out Baguette About It was in a food truck.
Which is fantastic.
It's just bringing all sorts of questions to my mind, but we're going to have to go to break. But before we do, tell people where the restaurant is, the brick and mortar restaurant, and where they can reach you.
Well, thanks so much. The Baguette About It Cafe is at the intersection of Miami and T.W. Alexander, right on the edge of the park. They're right now open Monday through Friday just for lunch, 11 to 2. But you can go to our website at baguetteaboutit.com and find the truck schedule and all the catering opportunities out of the cafe.
Great. You're listening to Side Dish on WCHL 97.9 FM and 1360 AM, brought to you by Southern Season. We'll be right back after a break.
Listening to Side Dish on 97.9 FM and 1360 AM, WCHL, presented by Southern Season in Chapel Hill, online at southernseason.com. And now, back with more Side Dish with Jay White and Liz Cooper.
Welcome back to Side Dish. I'm Jay White. I'm here with my co-host, Liz Cooper, and we're talking Baguette About It.
So, yeah, Chris, we obviously, you do have a brick-and-mortar building, but you started out with the food truck. And can you give us a little bit of information about how you made this work on the food truck? I mean, it's a a whole different style of mobile restaurant. So
it is. And Liz, it took us a while to determine exactly how to go to market when we came up with what we thought was really a great, unique idea. Did a bunch of focus groups. And it's interesting, females in particular told us that they love the same stuff that guys eat, but they just don't like to get messy. And the one beautiful thing about the Baguette About It sandwich is everything is contained inside of a really great crusty French baguette. But the high flavor sauces and sausages kind of replace all those toppings. So, you know, we love all these sandwiches that have all these toppings. We get so messy. But the female said, we need something that's nice. So that's where that really, and it travels really well. Mm-hmm. So the food truck was beginning, the phenomenon beginning to really take off in the Triangle. So we brought down an empty workhorse truck from Connecticut. We had a blacksmith in Pinehurst fabricate the kitchen inside of the truck. So we had to specify all the different restaurant equipment and put it in there and get inspected by Orange County. But the first meal we served was December 13, 2011 on the food truck, a friends and family event.
Great.
Actually, I think Briggs.
Briggs was there.
Yep. But then it just took off, and we would be doing 13 events a week during the warm months. And the first food truck rodeo, which is an interesting concept.
It's a great concept.
At Durham Central Park that we participated in, I think in March of 2012, there were 21 food trucks.
That's great.
Today, there are at least 60 food trucks
at
Durham Central Park or downtown Fayetteville Street in Raleigh when they have their food truck rodeo. So quite an interesting phenomenon. Austin, Portland, a lot of wonderful
and
places.
It has lasted the fad phase. I mean, it's gone past it just being a fad, and they've really lasted through. But you have a really interesting fabrication that you've had to have done for your particular food truck. So can you tell us a little bit about how you make this work with the skewering of the bread? And
sure, Liz. So one of the unique aspects of the sandwich is it uses a French baguette, which great crusty outside, but as both of you know, a real baguette, you should be able to put your finger through the inside dough, so tender. So we have to spike it. So we had Storybook Farms out on old Jones Ferry Road create a set of 12 aluminum spikes that are adhered to a plate. They're each about 7.5 inches long with a tapered tip on them. And it sits on the charcoal grill in the truck or in the cafe, so it heats up. So we grill the sausages, and then we'll take a 22-inch baguette, and we take the middle section out of it, then we slice it and impale it on the metal spike. Only stays about 15, 20 seconds.
It sounds
so warm.
Very medieval.
Yep, and it is. And people love to come in and see the spikes, but it creates this toasted cavity that just has a great place to put the sauce and sausage in.
That's perfect.
Okay,
perfect.
So bread obviously is key to this whole thing.
Very much so.
I know that we struggle to find the perfect baguette to sell at the store. So I'm sure this had to have been twice as hard for you to find a bread that in quantity and quality. Tell us a little bit about your search for the perfect baguette.
Well, you're exactly right. And the name Baguette About It really does focus on the baguette, and that's where it starts. We went to the Fancy Food Show in Washington, D.C. in the summer of 2011 before we began. And there's a company named Bredor out of New Jersey, which makes the best baguette that we could find. We went to about 13 different bakers here in town to include Weaver Street, Guggenhoff, 9th Street, Loaf, I mean, everybody. But it's about the water. And as you may know, New York has a great reputation for bagels, and New Jersey has the same. And so the water here just lends itself to a denser dough. And so when we tried to spike the baguettes, it would just push all of the dough to the bottom in a pile, and you couldn't get the sausage in there. Whereas with a true French baguette, it compresses it to the side because it's so
airy,
light.
Right.
Yeah. But it's just we would love to source that bread you know, locally. We just haven't been able to find that yet.
So how do you get your bread? Where is it coming from? How often do you get deliveries? It
comes from New Jersey. We have to order 3 pallets at a time.
Pallets?
Pallets.
Wow.
So is it a bake-off product then? Are you baking it?
Yeah, it's 85%. It's a par-baked product. Yeah, so it comes in, and we've been working with PFAP, the Piedmont Food and Agriculture Processing Center in Hillsboro, as a commissary. So we store the bread there. And
fantastic.
Yeah.
Well, I can attest that the bread is fantastic. It really is good. So,
and the sausages we get from Giacomo's butcher in Greensboro.
Wonderful.
Fantastic. He does a wonderful job.
Are you making unique flavors for your business, or are you using what his standards are? Did you come up with some?
There are 2 sausages which only we use out of his butchery, but ours is a longer and thinner 4-ounce portion than the 4-ounce portion you'll find at his shop selling retail. So,
sort of specifications to fit the bread,
yes,
if you will. Fantastic.
And then, so the sausage is the same no matter if Liz orders a sandwich and I order a sandwich, the difference comes in the sauces?
No, we have several different sausages. We have a hot Italian. We have a sweet Italian. We have a chicken spinach. We have a chicken chipotle.
And they're all coming from Giacomo?
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Ah, okay.
The Greek one.
That's our number one seller, Liz. It's Greek.
It has to be because it is so good.
Yeah, chicken spinach with a tzatziki sauce.
I'm waiting for his stomach to growl because it will in a second. But it's so good. It's a chicken sausage with the tzatziki, and it's fantastic.
And we quickly learned on our Facebook page that we needed more non-meat options. So we have a Good Golly Miss Susan, which is a kind of traditional pimento cheese sandwich.
Oh, perfect.
It's the only sandwich we don't spike. And then we have an Impostor, which is a tofu Italian turkey sausage that actually Trader Joe's carries as well, with a cracked pepper Parmesan sauce on it.
So you got something for everybody.
We think so.
That's perfect.
Seating at the brick store out in the Triangle.
We have 52 seats out at the cafe. Yep. Yeah, and it just gets crunched at lunch with all the staff from RTP. Briar Creek is beginning to move that way, so we hope one day to be serving in another dinner part.
Thoughts of maybe opening another brick and mortar location?
Well, we just sold the food truck as our first franchise, so we did go through all the franchising steps. So we're now a franchisor, and sold the food truck as our first franchise.
Great. Oh, great. That's fantastic.
Tell us again quickly where it is.
It's at the corner of Miami and TW Alexander, right in the park in Durham.
And can you spell Baguette About It for
us? BAGUETTABOUTIT. And tell you how that came about.
Okay.
Perfect.
We'll hear that when we come back. You're listening to Side Dish on WCHL, 97.9 FM, 1360 AM, all brought to you by Southern Season.
You're listening to Side Dish on 97.9 FM and 1360 AM, WCHL, presented by Southern Season in Chapel Hill, online at southernseason.com. And now, back with more Side Dish with Jay White and Liz Cooper.
Welcome back to Side Dish. I'm Jay White. I'm here with Liz Cooper, and we're talking to Chris Derby today, the owner of Baguette About It.
So, Baguette About It. It's kind of an iconic sounding name because it reminds us of Forget About It and Donnie Brasco and all that good stuff. So, give us the background. Where'd you come up with it?
So Forget About It is exactly where it came from. We were struggling to come up with a name that did incorporate the baguette, which we felt was the most important part. But it was one evening when we just happened to be watching Donnie Brasco
and one a couple of adult
beverages and the scene when Johnny Depp brings in Forget About It. What does Forget About It mean? It can mean anything, you know? Yeah. Forget about it good, forget about it bad.
And I like the reference to Raquel Welch.
Oh, yeah.
Forget about it.
Oh, yeah. And that's where Forget About It came out of. And then we began some searches, so we trademarked the name. There was a Forget About It cafe in New York City that had been closed for about 2 years that we had to get permission from that owner to use the name. But it was but it's trademarked, and everybody loves the name.
It's a great name.
It is. It's a great name, and it's – I think everybody can sort of wrap themselves around it. Even if you don't know Donnie Brasco, you've heard Forget About It.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's just ethnic enough to not be, it's fun without being offensive, and it has all sorts of connotations. So it's that time of our show where we always put our guests on the spot and ask them a couple of questions. So the first question is if you could go to a host a dinner party or go to a dinner party and sit between any two people that you want, live, dead, famous, not so famous, who would those two people be and maybe why?
One person would be my father's mother, and my name is William Christopher, as was his, but they called him Billy, so they called me Chris. But he died 3 months before I was born, so I never met him. But mom and it always talks about how much I was like my grandfather on my mom's side. So that would be one. And I think the second one would be probably his wife. So my grandmother that has passed away for a long time. I just really, really miss my grandparents a lot. And I can't tell you enough about the influence that they certainly had on my mom, and who's my hero. So,
well, that's fantastic. Nice. That's really nice. Nice. Yeah. So here's the second question. If I were to follow you home and look in not necessarily your vehicle, since you do have a food truck, but let's say I look in your refrigerator, what little secret am I going to find that you may not want everybody to know that you indulge in?
Huh. Pantry, refrigerator.
I thought you were going somewhere else. I do most of the cooking at home. Uh-huh. So I have a whole lot of sauces and spices. Something that you wouldn't expect to be in there.
Your little indulgence, you know.
Yeah.
Mine's
hopefully
popcorn.
It's not Wonder Bread.
No. I think panko breadcrumbs. I mean, we really like doing some non-fried but oven-based.
Yeah.
And those panko breadcrumbs, I could just put on about everything.
Perfect. There you go. Well, this has been great. For those of you who have not had an opportunity to have the Baguette About It sandwich, can you spell Baguette About It for
us? BAGUETTABOUTIT.
Great. You're listening to Side Dish on WCHL 97.9 FM and 1360 AM, brought to you by Southern Seasons.